The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're back, final hour, hour three, 7:06, your Saturday night, still cold as can be outside, about 35 degrees now in Aurora, 37 over there in Hell, otherwise known as my once beautiful and fun to live in birth city of Denver, Colorado, but the weather is perking up, 65 now. Channel 7, I think, was a bit optimistic with their 68. Looks like 65 tomorrow, but 70s as we get into the week. And we may even hit 80 degrees before the end of the week, cool down for the weekend. Why does that always happen? Weekends get cooler, but listen, we are heading towards summer and the best time of the year to be here in what's left of my birth state of Colorado. So good to have you here. We've got one line open now, 303-696-1971, 696-1971. Thanks to Linda and others who are calling in, texting in, about the death of former Wake Up producer who then became the full-time Stephen Tubbs Show producer, Leroy Deffenbaugh. Big surprise, man. Last time I saw him, good spirits and just, an old Harley riding dude, a man after my own, likes and tastes. And he looked the part with that massive white, grayish white beard and mustache and the cool hat. And there's a GoFundMe up for his family trying to put the funds together to give him a proper memorial. I donated there. And if you can, I would encourage you to do the same thing. He was a good guy. And that stuff is really, really expensive. All right. We've been promising to stay hot with the phones. And let's look and see. Jay has been waiting the longest. Then we'll get to Dave and Centennial. Jay in Castle Rock, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Randy.
Howdy.
Well, you kind of pushed my sailboat backwards when you told me that wonderful producer that you had. I talked to him so many times. He's always so cheerful on the phone when you call in.
Leroy was great, and it just comes out of nowhere. Guy had a surgery on Thursday, died in his sleep on Sunday. I don't know any of the details, but you just never know. Man, embrace the people that you love, period. Don't let a day go by without them remembering and knowing, because I know it, and Leroy's family knows it, and many of you know it as well. You just never know.
Did he produce for other shows at KNUS?
Yeah, well, he did the Stephen Tubbs Show, and then he'd fill in other places. But he started here.
Leroy.
Yeah, I am sure that it was my show that he got his feet wet on. So I just remember some of those early weeks, and it's always fun with a new producer to, as they get used to hopping phone lines and all the audio and everything. And he always brought just great humor and great attitude to the job. It was a pleasure to work with him. Yeah.
Super nice guy. Always upbeat. Didn't meet him personally, but I'm sorry. I called in to tell you a joke. I didn't want to tell you the jokes about Biden, but, what I wanted to say to you is this situation that we're dealing with currently, and I think we talked about this before with Trump being attacked from all these different directions. I think I may have told you last time we spoke that every time they attacked him, it's kryptonite towards the Democratic Party, and their hair starts on fire. And I have a friend that is just so upset that possibly the January 6th won't go through, and possibly the New York thing won't put behind bars the ex-president of the United States. I mean, literally, their hair is just flaming over this because they think they're going to lose, and I hope that's right. I really do.
They are terrified. It's great. That's why they're flailing. When you hear the gnashing, when you see the gnashing of teeth and hear the gyrations and the machinations, it is perfect, 100% proof that they are terrified. But, man, When they're scared, they just fight. They just dig down and find a dirtier way to try and win a filthy, disgusting game.
They're like Tasmanian devil, remember that cartoon?
Yes.
Or
the whirling dervish, baby. Yeah.
Well, the reason why I say 10 Minutes with the Devil is because a nasty leftist, let's just say, purple color hair one, just spins into the room, goes in the room, and messes up the whole room, and then spins out. You know, that's their deal. And they're not there to fix anything or make anything better, like perhaps you or I or other people listening. They're there to blank up the room, if you will, not using the word, and then spin out and cause more problems in another location. Just like the Taz Devil.
Yeah, and they never stop, and they never rest. You know, at the end of a winning or losing election cycle, the very next day you'll find them organizing, protesting, registering. It's a machine, and we've got to get Republicans and conservatives and unaffiliateds who understand the danger that the radical left poses if they're allowed to continue to govern. We just got to get them to understand that it is a 24-hour-a-day job, and we all have to do our part.
Well, they don't have to work. Somebody else is paying them. I don't know who. They're not going to a job at 10 o'clock or 9 or 8 o'clock in the morning. And I don't know if they're union people or what they are, but they are always at these locations during the week. We have to go to work.
Well, it's George Soros money and the like. We need better billionaires for the Republican Party. Chuck Boniwell used to always say that, and he was 100% right.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you have a good night. It was good listening to you, and I'm very sorry for your loss. It's a loss for everybody. So.
Yeah, great guy. And Jay, thanks for waiting. Thanks for weighing in tonight. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Evening.
Good day.
All right, God bless. Jay's line is open, the only one we've got, 303-696-1971. Now it's Dave's turn. Dave in Centennial, welcome.
Randy, I wanted to let you know that I was listening to Fox on TV early this morning. They announced part of this god-awful package that Johnson is pushing is $9 billion for Gaza.
$9 billion for Gaza. So for Hamas?
For Palestinians, they just announced it's Gaza, which means it's going to Palestinians, which means it's going to Hamas.
Yeah, Hamas is the ruling government.
Yes, $9 billion.
Good God. And the Republican Speaker of the House, with the slim, though it is, Republican majority, just capitulated and gave the Democrats everything that they wanted and insisted on nothing to secure the southern border.
Yep. Take care, buddy.
Talk All right, Dave. That's Bye. Awful. That is just awful. That's why I don't watch Fox anymore. I don't want to hear the bad news. No, it's got nothing to do with Fox. They were just reporting. But it just gets worse and worse. And if we have time, I'm trying to keep people on hold less. But if we have time, we're going to go through some of the serious concerns that people like United States Senator from Utah Mike Lee and Republican Congressman Tom Massey have about what Mike Johnson allowed or really facilitated after his mysterious visit to the SCIF, where the intelligence folks, and of course I'm sure they didn't make any of it up, told him exactly why it's important that the out-of-control fourth branch of government, and in this case the intelligence side, be able to spy on Americans without a warrant. Unbelievable that we, and yesterday, the 224th anniversary of the shot heard round the world, the start of the Revolutionary War, with a government by the people, for the people, where the people told the government what limits it had. And in a quarter of a millennia, we've practically let the entire evil genie out of the bottle. Is it too late to put it back? I don't know. Let's see what Aaron has to say. Our old friend Aaron in Denver is back. Aaron, always good to hear your voice. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Randy, Dick Wadhams is the path. So, the local media can spread them around on Channel 4, Channel 7, Channel whatever. But Dick Wadhams is the path. He's the status quo. Status quo doesn't work, never has worked, never will work. But I just could care less about Dick Wadhams. So I have moved on. Dick Wadhams is slowly heading to extinction, just like the dinosaurs. So it's time to move on from him.
And I wonder if there's any similarities with regard to the size of brains. I'm just not sure. But just don't know. One sure has to wonder.
Well, anyway. And thinking about Mike Johnson, you know, Marjorie Greene, and I guess the rest of the conservatives, after this fiasco with the 91 being going to Ukraine, and I know some beans are going to Taiwan and some beans are going to Israel.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you're right. You getting this. Mike Johnson, like the rest of them, are just bending the knee and doing the diabolical, broken down, dark side, dumb donkey herds bidding. I never understand it. And it gets to the point, why are you in the House? What are you there for? Are you there for the America first, or is America last? And apparently Mike Johnson is America last. I mean, like you said, no conditions about shutting that southern border with Mexico. No conditions. And getting in bed with the deep state. I thought Mike Johnson was there to drain the swamp. Instead, he's swimming in the swamp like the rest of them. And you got Schumer. I mean, he's a disgrace. You know, saying that, well, the intelligence community is going to go after Trump. Trump shouldn't be messing with, well, the intelligence community, they work for you and me, Randy. They work for the president of the United States, the executive branch. They work for him. We don't work for them. So it's what's going on in the swamp. It is such a disgrace what's going on. And the thing is, though, talking about Ukraine, it sounds like Ukraine needs the same system that Israel has. Israel has the Iron Dome, courtesy of the American taxpayer. And then reading about the Patriot missiles, NATO wants to send Patriot missiles to Ukraine. Looks like Ukraine needs the same system that Israel has, so they can knock down these missiles or drones invading Ukraine. I mean, it's just nuts, Randy. It's nuts.
Another $68 billion. I don't know what the total is. I think it's $350-400 billion. Getting close to $500 billion. But who's counting? Pumped into Ukraine, and these autocrats and oligarchs in Ukraine are as corrupt as can be. Journalists are in jail, pastors are in jail, and yet, you know, just write the check because Mike Johnson went to the skiff, and the intelligence folks scared him there.
It's ridiculous. The fear and prayer. The intelligence community needs to justify their existence. That's what it's about. And I don't know what they whispered in Mike Johnson's ear, but it was a load of BS. They're trying to justify their existence. The deep state is trying to justify their existence. The courtesy of the sucker, hardworking, stiff taxpayer is paying for this bunch of ass. And man, it's got to end. And if Marjorie Greene and Gates and the rest of them want to vote to get Mike Johnson out, man, I'll be saying hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is time to go. Time to go.
Aaron, I'm glad you've been working on, sort of learning how to express yourself and get your energy up. You know, more of these dull Aaron calls.
Oh, no, man, never.
You are the man. You're always on fire. Great to hear from you, and
all
thank
right,
you so very
take
much.
Care of yourself.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in Aaron's passion and the idea of ousting Mike Johnson. But there is one major concern. And, you know, I'm still torn about this. When a guy gathers together the Democrats to shove another one of these massive spending bills and down our throats, and Ukraine gets 60-plus billion, Israel only gets 20, no funding. No forcing of the issue for border security, as Johnson promised and promised and promised, just like John McCain promised to repeal and replace Obamacare, raised millions of dollars, and then voted thumbs down to stick his finger in the eye of Trump. These politicians disgust me. But if they vacate the chair, if Mike Johnson goes away, given the loss, the early so-called retirement of Ken Buck, the retirement of Mike Gallagher, who waited till it was past the deadline so that his district could not replace him, put another Republican in to serve out the rest of his term. Why in God's name would anybody time it that way? I've never heard an explanation for that. But given the fact that those things have happened, if Mike Johnson goes, we could wind up with a Democrat speaker. And if we have a Democrat speaker, Hakeem Jeffries would be the one. And he is really good on the stump. And by that, I mean he is really bad. He is really dangerous because he is such a smooth talker, Obama-like. And no, not because he's black. He's just really good at those leftist messages. And if he gets control of the House, Chucky Schumer, Chuck the Schmuck, control of the Senate, the puppet Joe Biden standing by to sign bills, they could make it legal for illegal aliens to vote in the next election. That is their ultimate goal. They are terrified that they're not going to be able to get all the phony ballots in that they did in 2020, and that the people's will be heard in 2024. And the one guarantee, and this is why the border's open. This is why they don't care about the Chinese infiltrators. They don't care about the fentanyl and the child traffickers and the criminals and the gangs and the released prisoners from other countries pouring into the border, because all they care about is holding on to power. And the one sure way they can do that is if they can make it legal for illegals to vote. And they're trying. They're trying in cities. Republican National Committee has had successful litigations to stop that in places like New York for local elections, municipal elections, not federal elections. That would take an act of Congress. If we give these dangerous radicals control of all three branches, that could come to pass. So I'm torn. I would love for Mike Johnson to be humiliated and punished and tossed out, but what certainty do we have that we would be able to then reelect? All it would take is a couple of Republicans to flip, to put a Democrat in place. What would a Mike Gallagher do if he was still there? What would a Ken Buck do if he was still there? I'd like to think that they wouldn't do that, but the timing of their resignations really makes you wonder. All right, we do have to take a break here. I have got some great news for you about one of Peter Boyle's great foils, the Kraken, and my good friend, lawyer Sidney Powell. We'll talk about that in a minute when we return on 710 KNUS. Told you we were going to spruce it up a little bit. Get that energy flowing. Get that smile on your face. And very interesting. Michael Rapaport, the actor, this is on Breitbart and elsewhere, has admitted and apologized for helping spread the same lie that creepy, sleepy, showered with daughter Joe Biden and other leftists and so-called journalists continue to spread about Donald Trump in Charlottesville. The, fine people on both sides lie. Of course, if you listen to the entire clip, Donald Trump made very clear that he was not talking about anybody on either side of the political spectrum or the violent spectrum who was committing crimes, who was trying to hurt people, were good people. He was talking about the people who were protesting against tearing down monuments, history. The left demands the replacement of history with their propaganda, with their view, with their spin. We heard that from some callers earlier, including Johnny and his daughter, who comes home with a Denver education with all kinds of propaganda in her head about the Republican Party being responsible for the KKK, Abraham Lincoln having a black daughter, the only reason that he stood up to end slavery. My God, how far have we fallen? Absolutely unbelievable. We've got wide open lines now. If you couldn't get in before, 303-696-1971, 696-1971. We had a request earlier let's find it again, Randy. Can you play that clip of Barack Hussein Obama talking about how he would like to sit in the basement and pull the strings. You ask and we deliver. John Corbless behind the glass, relentless in satisfying our listeners around here. John, let's hear it. Wow. All right. So text messages rolling in. Oh, you're welcome. The texter is like, nice. Thanks for digging that up for me. Questions about federal elections. How does the federal election system work to filter out illegal alien votes or persons that have been convicted of felonies? Well, it really doesn't. I mean, the states are in control of elections. State legislatures are supposed to make the rules for each state, including federal elections. And very, very terrifying, Barack Obama. Well, he pulled the strings, I'm sure, but creepy, sleepy Joe Biden signed an executive order that instructed every agency of the federal government that receives a request from a state to be a voting, a get-out-the-vote support system that they had to accept. So, for instance, in Arizona, where, of course, all the shenanigans that went on in 2022 in Maricopa County, just how interesting on the day of the election that the voting machines just couldn't accept the paper, just had the wrong ink, that you just couldn't get your votes in on that particular day, even though they'd been tested and were working fine before. And so they elected another radical Democrat to be the governor of Arizona, Katie Hobbs. But Arizona asked the department, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, to be a get-out-the-vote support system in Arizona. And by executive order, they have to say yes. This is going on all around the country now. The federal government is going to allow agencies of the federal government to participate in get-out-the-vote efforts while they attempt to put the opponent, the known opponent, known for a long time now, who's winning in polls, who draws massive crowds, who will not back down no matter how much bogus lawfare they throw at him, trying to put him in jail, Donald J. Trump. They're doing they're pulling out all the stops because they are terrified. I said before the break I had some great news for fans of Sidney Powell, the Kraken. And you remember back in 2020 when all of the lawsuits were being filed, all of the efforts to try and put something in front of the Supreme Court, you always hear about the 60-plus lawsuits that had no merit that actually are lawsuits that were thrown out because of standing, or you filed too early, or you filed too late. The devil is in the details. Remember that. But Sidney Powell, for 3 years now, has been battling to keep her law license. And my friend and client Jim Hoft wrote about this just yesterday morning. This is from the Gateway Pundit. Dallas attorney Sidney Powell, known for her vigorous legal efforts to challenge the fraudulent 2020 election on behalf of President Donald Trump, has been fully vindicated by an appellate court decision. That must stick in the craw of certain weak-kneed soft spiners. The Fifth District of Texas Court of Appeals in Dallas, led by a 3-judge panel, and by the way, all of them Democrats, concluded that the state bar of Texas's arguments were without merit. Sidney Powell's Defending the Republic put out this statement: the Dallas Court of Appeals has affirmed the Texas state court's dismissal of the Texas bar's case against Sidney Powell. After 3 years of litigation, the Court of Appeals held that the bar had no evidence that Sidney Powell violated any disciplinary rule in filing 4 federal lawsuits in the aftermath of the 2020 election. Lawfare failed in Texas, and that includes after an appeal to a 3-judge panel of, according to the Gateway Pundit, Democrats. State Bar of Texas Commission for Lawyer Discipline had filed a complaint against Powell, accusing her of violating several Texas disciplinary rules of professional conduct. And I talked about this when it happened, and I had communicated with Sidney Powell. There is no fight in that woman. I mean, no, there is no loss of fight in that woman. There's no quit in her. And I believe, if I recall, it's been a while since I've looked at it, but I think she had some 50,000 pages of documents that she presented as part of the trial and case where they were trying to take her bow license, her bar license, her law license. And, you know, there were claims that the lawsuits were frivolous based on unfounded claims of widespread election fraud. They alleged that she knowingly attached altered evidence to her legal findings and or her legal filings. And remember, things were happening very fast after 2020. We all knew something was wrong, that the vote count doesn't just suddenly stop at 2 o'clock in the morning. And then all of a sudden, and if you look at these algorithms, the vote counts and the increases for the Democrats and the drops for Trump follow this very mysterious, very similar pattern. So fascinating. But over time, and I said this back then, and I'll continue to say it now, it takes time for the truth to come out. My God, how many years has it been since the assassination of JFK? Well, 60 years almost, 60, 59 years last November, I think. And we still don't know the entire truth. We still don't know exactly where that bullet came from. We still don't know if the CIA was behind that. Even Donald Trump promised to release that information, and apparently, after seeing it, decided against it. I mean, God. But there is evidence in court records now. Just go to voterga.org, voterga.org, and read all the details about the six-week-long trial in the case against Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. Raffensperger? I always butcher that name if I don't have it in front of me. Yeah, 6 weeks of testimony. Months of testimony in the trial that ultimately led to taking John Eastman's law license in California. But the evidence is in. Garland Favorito from Georgia, a big participant in the Georgia trial against their so-called Republican Secretary of State, was an expert witness in the California bar trial against John Eastman. There is evidence in those cases, actual evidence, but people won't go look at it. They won't talk about it. They won't do the work for themselves. They'll just, go to Google News for their fact checking. That just shocked me when I walked in here tonight and saw Google News for fact checking up on one of the computer monitors. Absolutely insane. And of course, we've had some fun. And if you weren't here for the first hour or two of the show, you probably missed this gem from creepy, sleepy, failing Joe.
Instead of importing foreign products, I'm exporting for their product.
What?
Instead of importing foreign products, I'm exporting for their product.
But Biden did get it together to yell at some electricians.
What's it take to be an electrician? Is that what you just said? You get a little bit of training. 4 to 5 years of training to become an electrician.
Hey, yay, 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 yay. How about climate and jobs, Joe?
Well, I think I said, when I think of climate, I think of jobs.
But Creepy and Sleepy has some excellent, excellent advice for Israel.
And I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa. It's just not, I mean, anyway, I just, look what we did recently when Israel was attacked.
Yeah, in Israel, don't move on Haifa. Now, I understand that Haifa is actually inside Israel, so I think I got that piece wrong as well. But, yeah, this is who we got.
Joe Biden does have a real strong position on the polling, though, and it's very important.
I've been to every single of the toss-up states so far. And guess what? If you knock anybody who knows anything about polling, it's awful hard to poll these days. Because, no, I'm serious. But guess what? Even in the polls that are being used now, we're heading in 35 polls.
John, you got to get back on your chair, man. We've still got to go to break here in a second. I mean, it just knocks you off your pins to, and what's wrong with him? I just don't understand. If he's leading in 35 polls, he ought to sound better than that. And when he says for real, or I'm not joking, you know the whoppers are on their way. And I guess before we go to break, we ought to hear from the chair, the new chair of the RNC, the Republican National Committee, the National GOP, which is also co-chaired by Lara Trump, raised record $60+ billion in March, unheard of for the RNC. It was phenomenal. Did I say billion? $60+ million in March. It's confusing. Once we moved into trillions, I sort of lost any distinction between millions and billions. But I'll tell you something that the RNC has made as a goal that I'm very impressed with after we hear just a moment from our chair, then we'll take our final break.
Look, the fact that the Democrats right now are trying to shore up the Democratic base for Joe Biden shows you that he's playing defense. He's playing defense all across the country. President Trump is playing offense. And so, you know, we feel like we're in a really good shape. We've got a far stronger base within the Republican Party right now, much more unity than the Democrats have, because the Republicans remember 4 years under Donald Trump, while the Democrats are having to live these 4 years under Joe Biden and dealing with immigration, dealing with inflation, and dealing with a place in the world that's not nearly as safe as it was under President Trump.
Amen to that. And Michael is absolutely right. We have an incredibly strong base, the Republican Party, now. And that's much to the chagrin of the former spokespeople and chairs of the GOP, like my once friend, Dick Wadhams, who shouted at me in a federal courthouse, "Go to hell, Randy." I did nothing, said nothing to him other than, "Hey, what about Kevin Priola?" But be that as it may, the base is strong, the leadership is strong, and it's these old guard, soft-spined, weak-kneed Republicans who have led us to this place as a Republican Party over the last couple of decades, especially here in Colorado, that have become irrelevant, and only the corrupt, coordinated, Democrat-controlled media machine locally here in Colorado keeps them with any relevance at all. And they're desperately hanging on to that. I get it. But something that is very, very exciting, the RNC plans to train 100,000 poll watchers, polling judges, election integrity watchers around the country. And they're not going to be, you know, spread out into places where it doesn't matter. The goal of the RNC is to elect a president and to elect Republicans, and they're going to put the people in the places that they need to be. We'll talk about that for just a second more when we come back on the other side. I also want to share with you what Bill Maher had to say about the new head, the new CEO of National Public Radio, and Stephen A. Smith, a powerful sports guy, big, great friend of Mark Levin. They don't agree on everything, but Stephen A. Smith speaks his mind, and he will tell you the truth about this lawfare against President Donald J. Trump when we return here on 710 KNUS. This is a great way to end every single show. It's got to be the attitude. It's got to be the approach. And I know it's scary out there. I know it's dangerous out there. I know people are still being contacted by the FBI because of suspicions they were in D.C. on January 6th, even as all of the misstatements, mistruths of the propaganda-laden nightly stage show known as the J6 Committee, you know, once a month in prime time, rolled out. There are so many stories to cover and so much to uncover, but new stuff, and this is part of it, isn't it? new stuff comes up that distracts you from ever really following through on getting to the bottom of the last scandal, of the last leftist lie. We actually have federal judges saying that if the Supreme Court finds it unconstitutional, the way sentencing laws were utilized to give these outrageous sentences to often nonviolent participants or visitors to the Capitol on January 6th. And again, no cotton here from me for people who tried to injure cops, committed vandalism. But there are so many who did not, who are still suffering. A grandma here in Colorado looking at, what was it, a year, 11 months, something like that, in prison for simply walking through the Capitol. I have not read her specific case, but it's just so outrageous. And the judges are saying, look, if that was an unconstitutional way to sentence you, then we've got other ways to sentence you. And your sentence could get even worse. It's just terrifying. And I mentioned before the break, the Republican National Committee and the Trump campaign planning to have more than 100,000 volunteers to monitor vote counting in November's election. And I forgot to say that that includes attorneys. Volunteers and attorneys, some paid. I imagine some will have to be volunteering as well. But the Trump campaign and the RNC are going to offer training sessions every single month on how to do it. They're going to do it in battleground states. Don't expect much support here in Colorado. We'll see what the Trump campaign does as he continues to solidify his poll leads in the battleground states. I hear that there may be some serious Trump efforts even here in Colorado, because so many people, not the radical lefties who are going to dumbly and blindly vote for whatever Democrat they replace Joe Biden with. I still predict it to be Michelle Obama. But people are suffering so much under the Biden regime that the Trump campaign feels like it can do pretty well, even in blue states like Colorado. But it's very exciting to know that the RNC committed to 100,000 attorneys and volunteers between now and November's election focused on the battleground state. That's only three or four states. So we're talking serious coverage to try and prevent the kind of fraud and misdeeds that we have seen in 2022, 2020, probably occurred in 2016. They just didn't pull off enough of it. Trump shocked them in 2016, trying to make sure there's no chance for Trump to shock them again. We shall see. All right, we promised to hear from Bill Maher. Let's see, how much time do we have? Well, let's see, that is about a minute 14. Let's do, we can do them both. Let's do Bill Maher first on NPR.
There's not a big effort on the left to understand what they are talking about, because I don't think it's insincere on their part. I think they think we're going to hell in a handcart. And one reason I think that is because the story that came out this week about NPR. NPR is to them what this country would be if it was a permanent Democratic governorship. And if you missed the story on NPR, it's pretty interesting. A guy named Uri Berliner came out. He wrote it. He'd been there for a long time, 25 years. This guy, by the way, went to Sarah Lawrence and was raised by a lesbian peace activist. So he's
very, very Sean Hannity.
Very Sean Hannity. He said, I've been at NPR for 25 years. Here's how we lost America's trust. And it's just about how this place, which, you know, the show was called, the big show was called All Things Considered. It's not All Things Considered. He's not wrong. And he pointed out, for example, that of the 87 people working in editorial positions there, 87 are Democrats. Even if you're a Democrat, you can't think this is good.
But you can. If you're a radical leftist utilizing the Democrat Party as the Communist Party of America promised to do when they elected a new chairman. Gosh, I covered this, what, 6-7 years ago, and read his actual quotes. It is. They will vote for that Democrat. And it's pretty exciting when even radical lefties like Bill Maher are talking about it. And then let's hear a Democrat, a very successful sports announcer, Stephen A. Smith, talking about lawfare.
When I think about Donald Trump, I think about this case in New York. I mean, I'm looking at the Democrats right now. And again, primarily, I have voted Democrat throughout my life, but I'm utterly disgusted with what I'm seeing, because it seems to me that they're trying to use the law and the courts. They've clearly politicized this thing with Donald Trump because they can't come up with a strategy to offset the momentum he's clearly gained. In at least five polls, he's up. He's up in the polls over Biden, at least five polls that I counted. That's the reality of the situation. Despite the counts against them, the indictments against them, being impeached twice and all of this other stuff, he is the presumptive GOP nominee. And you don't seem to have the issues in your favor, you believe. So because of that, you're going to manipulate the system as best as you possibly can to avoid him possibly running for re-election again. That appears to be their strategy, but I'm here to tell you, it's not working.
And I wonder, I would have loved to hear someone, and maybe Mark Levin would do it. I know he has Stephen A. Smith on all the time. I think that clip was from an MSLSD or CNN interview, but maybe it was ESPN. But would he vote for Donald Trump? Is he so disgusted by what he hears that he would vote for somebody who everybody loves for reasons like this?
Look, the fact that the Democrats right now are trying to shore up the Democratic base for Joe Biden shows you that he's playing defense.
Oh, where's my Fanny like your ass clip? That would have fit in nicely there. You remember when Trump was talking about Fanny, big Fanny, like your ass, as opposed to this guy.
Instead of importing foreign products, I'm exporting for their product.
What? Well, anyway, I guess we're completely out of time. So I just want to send my love to my beautiful bride resting eternally up in heaven. I know I will see you again. I love you. I miss you. But I am marching on with life. I want all of you to never, ever.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The Democrat does what the f*** he wants.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.